from Michigan comes news of the demise of another institution. According to the Michigan One-Room Schoolhouse Association, there are 22 operating one-room schoolhouses in Michigan. After today, there will be 21. Commentator Thomas Hugler was invited this week to visit the Lauks One-Room School near the town of Mullican, southwest of Lansing.
I found the school standing alone on a gravel road. Behind the empty playground, a cornfield wandered off to distant woods, naked and gray. I wondered how many years the old school bell, mounted on a frame near the door, had called kids in from recess. The worn maple floor talks back when anyone walks across it. The wind speaks too. Slicing around the schoolhouse corners, it says, "Time present is a spring morning, too cool for the dusty ceiling fans to stir." Looking out through the wavy Depression-era windows, speckled with bits of sun-yellowed scotch tape, I am thinking of time past. Back, back, all the way back to 1858, when this building of white clapboard was made of logs, when teacher came early on horseback to build the fire and stayed late to sweep the floor for a few dollars a month and room and board. Some things change.
As you notice, there are only 4 days of school left. You should have already finished your journal. Then we will have reading groups. After snack, we will have math. After lunch, we will have spelling, and to wind the day up, we will have science.
Today, teacher Wendy Jarvis is also the principal. Computers connect her 7 students in grades 1 to 5 to the internet. They get email. They take state assessment tests. And some things stay the same. The school day starts at 8:30 and ends at 3:10. The students learn reading, spelling, math, and history. They do research at the Sunfield Public Library, 7 miles away as the crow flies. But no one chose to study the common crow during a recent assignment.
The female cardinal lays 3 or 4 eggs,
Listening to their stories this morning, I'm carried back to my own elementary education 50 years ago in a 4-room schoolhouse.
And
the samples of cursive ABCs above the green blackboard, the American flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, all there so long ago and still there today.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any questions?
The odor of chalk dust, the shut-in smell of winter that won't let go to spring, those same walls of robin's egg blue, the globe-style lights dangling from the ceiling, the squeaky wood and metal chairs, leg supports worn shiny from scuffing shoes. A local history book says Jake and Sarah Lauks donated the land for the original log school that took 10 men a week to build from trees cut on the property. Due to falling enrollment, the 144-year-old Lauks School, one of Michigan's last one-room schools, will close forever today. Its final crop of students will scatter to other schools. The wind will blow around an empty schoolhouse. The floor will talk no more.
Tom Hugler lives in rural Michigan. His next book is called Sunfield, USA.